to Para X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
From my subterranean lair inside the third dimension of planet Earth, deep beneath Gotham City. My name is Ra, and I'm here to awaken the dormant particles that are spiraling inside your DNA. So come with me as we go further down the mystical spiral of life. It's Spiral Radio, baby, where each and every week we unveil the different shades of you and the different shades of me. Until we all vibrate the same frequency. Guys, I want to welcome. I got a very special guest. I've been trying to have her on for a long time. Last time she got caught in a snowstorm. So it was like some unseen forces were trying to keep us apart. Even tonight I was panicking that it might happen again. But I'm so happy to have her here. Like I said, you can find her at cropcirclefilms.com. Everybody, I want to welcome Patty Greer. She is one of the hardest working woman in the business, everybody. She has developed 8 documentaries, full feature UFO films, and she is an amazing, amazing person, everybody. She has just done unbelievable work these last few years, and I want to welcome everybody, Patty Greer. Patty, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's my pleasure, Patty. Is my mic a little bit too loud?
Oh no, it's perfect. It's so interesting to talk to you and have no idea how many people we're speaking to out in the world, you know?
Yeah, you know what? It's amazing how many people it ends up between downloads and the live show and the chat room and Facebook and all the different places that it does. A lot of people get hurt, and it's amazing how many people that you have touched over the years. It's remarkable, Patty.
Well, it's how we're going to be working into the new paradigm, and that's where we're at now, is creating tools for a new paradigm way of living on the earth. Because, you know, we've been talking about the shift as we thought 2012 was going to be, but I think that the level of, shall we say, underground and buried corruption really needed a lot more time to completely release from their duty. So I think we're headed for a remarkable time, and part of that is realizing that each of us have a piece of the puzzle and working together with it.
I agree.
Mine is crop circles, and I was given the full-on science of how they're going to help humanity bring the food supply back. Yours is inviting the right people that are telling the truth in all different fields to your audience. missions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a lot of missions. This is just one little part of it. But yeah, for sure. You know, Patty, it's interesting, like with your story, because I feel that you are just, you know, uncovering the multi-dimensional approach to this crop circle phenomenon, and is really where I have gone. You know, I'm 39 years old, and you know, I've been immersed in some sort or another the paranormal most of my life, and crop circles since the 1990s have really, you know, I first saw that video that everybody said that was a hoax, with the balls of light at what was it, the castle, Oliver's Castle. Yeah, Oliver's Castle. I first saw that that video in the 90s, and then the guy said that it was a hoax afterwards, but I'm pretty intuitive. I had the impression that he was sort of almost like paid off to say it was a hoax. And you know, I was intrigued with it from then, and from then on I thought it was almost like, you know how like the, you know, Gaia, the Earth, she has like a consciousness just like we do, and what happens upon, you know, our Earth directly affects the consciousness of Gaia. So maybe she has an astral form just like us, and maybe somehow Gaia is manifesting certain sacred geometries along ley lines and earth energies, and encoding some sort of like healing sigil, or so to say, some kind of electric magnetic technology, maybe from inner earth, even something along those lines. I always felt that maybe it's not even a UFO thing, that maybe it's some sort of interdimensional earth healing.
Now, did you or did you not see my eighth movie and final, because it answered the questions, Crop Circle Diaries?
No, I didn't. I didn't see your last one, no.
You, who's not been in 100 crop circles or more, I'm guessing.
No, I've never even been in a real one. No, I have never.
You nailed it as the only person I've ever described my final movie without even seeing it or being in a crop circle. Well played. Seriously,
really?
That you nailed it. That's how they're coming out of the earth in counter-rotating vortices of spinning plasma. And they're always coming out of the earth in these spinning little tornadoes.
Wow. Yeah.
And predetermined is the message that's needing to be given. If perhaps a space race is flying over and they need directions to Pluto, they will communicate with planet Earth, like you said, a living Gaia, living being.
Yeah.
And they'll say to her, which way to Pluto? And between their question and the Earth listening and responding, she spins up these counter-rotating vortices of plasma, which is the basis of all energy, and it's filled with these different layers of frequencies which are responding from the inner Earth, responding to the question, and once in a while, human consciousness is also part of that mix. But once in a while, it's only ETs getting a question and an answer. So that's a crop circle. Sometimes humans meditating over there in the Avery Stone Circle will ask for a conscious reply to something, question they're asking, or they'll look at a picture together in a group, and bang, that crop circle comes within 2 days, 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
So it is us and the Earth and ETs all working together that are creating crop circles. But you were right. They are coming out of the Earth.
That's so amazing, Patty. That's what I always felt. And that's the way you describe it, how I always envisioned it in my mind. I'm you know, I have psychic abilities as myself. I'm very intuitive. I come from a long line of intuitive people. And that's how I always envisioned it. And that's why just when I first heard your name, Patty Greer, something came over me when it said, when I first heard your name, you know, years back, something came over me when I heard it. And I felt like that you had this soul's purpose with these crop circles. And I always knew that somewhere along the line, I was going to, you know, talk with you and meet with you about it. I always knew. And, you know, even, you know how like, everything that's even created in the world, it makes some sort of like sound, and the sound causes vibrations, Patty. And each vibration has a shape or an imprint on the world or a certain frequency. And I've even seen like water molecules that like freeze after exposure to certain frequencies and sounds that look like these crop circles. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, like a snowflake.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But then when they had slash rock, angry rock, it looked like oil instead of a beautiful snowflake.
Yeah, it's affected by, exactly.
So everything is plasma. Everything is frequency. Plasma communicates instantly. So the amazing thing about all those moments you mentioned, like the Oliver's Castle mystery, shall we call it, and you said it appeared to you that someone was paid to mislead the public. Well, I always try and be respectful to the elders of the past of crop circle research history. But yeah, I think you're totally spot on. And what was really suppressed was the technology of the one scientist who proved that crop circles were real. And he was working with a partner that nobody knew about, and her name was Penny Kelly. And so Crop Circle Diaries, my eighth Crop Circle movie that totally explains what your theory was, which you're the only person who I'd ever say it was correct without knowing, but you knew intuitively. So, yes, you're starseed, you're one of us, and you're everybody. It's just about remembering and to stop being so dang busy texting and watching TV and being on the phone. It's like if you could just let go of that for a minute and be, there's so much more we're missing, such as this. And crop circles have been more suppressed than probably any UFO field in particular in years because they leave too much physical evidence. The physical elongated nodes, these weird little stretches in the wheat stem where it curls, where it curves or bends, or a bubble that has a burn mark that blew out where the steam escaped. So you've got these acres of wheat or corn or barley or canola, and canola and corn are a good inch around and really firm. So for something to bend acres of corn, huge corn plants over, that's going to take some serious energy. But what's happening inside the plants, and this is what people didn't know, is that whatever is hitting these plants heats the liquid inside the plant so much that it begins to boil.
Whoa.
And Penny Kelly, who is half of Crop Circle Diaries, it's me telling my experiences of some of the weirdest things you've ever heard of. A crazy girl going into a crop circle with ridiculously no fear. Oh, my God. And then Penny Kelly, who worked in the lab, who's never been in a crop circle, but worked scientifically with all of these bent and blown nodes, but working with the science of how this plasma created this heat so much in these plants that they all obeyed. And, you know, 10,000 bent to the left and the next 5,000 bent to the right. And, you know, I mean, it's so meticulous when you're in the field. You don't know what it's like from the air because you're just it's so amazing to see this huge circle. And it's like one sweep as it went down from a center spot. And the walls, I would always get there early, were just pristine and clean if nobody had walked in the formation yet. And you think, oh, my God, this is so perfect and incredible, and you tiptoe around the edges, and it's all buzzy. And then there's another circle over there and another circle over there. And, I mean, it's like these things can go on for hundreds of circles, and you have no idea where you are. You're lost in this maze on the ground of beautiful circular perfection, and then there's squares and diamonds, and I mean and then you see a photo from the air and you had, oh my God, no idea that you were in this incredible sacred geometry.
It's amazing
from the air and on the ground.
It amazes me how people think it could be, you know, bogus too, because I mean there's like there's no way someone could get in there and out there and not leave tracks anyway. And between the elongation of the nodes and everything else that happens, and sometimes it's like some sort of supernatural charge.
Yes. So check it out. Here's more of the science. Since you just like started at the graduate course, we'll just start there and go backward. But yeah, I love it that you just nailed it as, you know, I mean, you said you're 39, so you're not even like this 24-year-old indigo.
Yeah, no, I've been through it all too, Patty. We just meet, so once you get to know me, you'll see. Yeah, no, I've been through a lot in my life, but yeah, I knew it was like some sort of like consciousness of Gaia manifesting from Earth, you know, and it's like the sacred geometry, and it's happening in areas where the Earth energy is high electromagnetic energy, and it's sort of like essential, you know, some sort of, you know, Earth, maybe, you know, it's directly affected how we act, you know, like I said, and maybe all of the badness on Earth is making the Earth, you know, make this happen. It's some sort of like casting some sort of like healing spell almost for Gaia.
You're going to love this.
I need to see your eighth movie. That's what I need. Now I'm really intrigued.
Well, cropcirclefilms.com is my new website, cropcirclefilms.com, and that movie is called Crop Circle Diaries. And right when you get to the homepage, it says, watch here, you know, and you just hit it, and it takes you to Crop Circle Diaries. So you can see the trailer for a few minutes, but you'll want to see the movie. And you really, I'm blown away. I mean, really, because most people are like, they're coming out of the sky, or, you know, of course, then the other 98% of the people believe that Oliver's Castle was fake and that all crop circles are fake because the BBC said so. But, you know, bottom line is, I've been the most hacked UFO filmmaker in history. I had the most disrespectful year last year that any human, especially a woman, could have. And I'm a nice person. I didn't come into this to fight with bullies and make people mad. I just started laying in crop circles to try and heal for mercury poisoning. Next thing I know, bang, I had contact. Next thing I know, bang, I'm making movies. And it happened so hard and fast that after I had an experience, my vision was different. My hearing was different, and within 6 months, I completed a full feature film. Whoa. 6 months later, I completed another film at the conference where I went and showed my first one and said, oh my God, wow, this looks like a movie. I think, you know, and so I got invited to show it at this event. They loved it, and it was the big UFO, International UFO Congress Convention. And so they welcomed me so nicely, and since that time, I've made 8 movies and won 5 Ebie Awards there, 3 for Best Film. This year, I won Best Film and People's Choice. Now, the Best Film is one thing, and that was my third, which is a very big compliment, you know, but the People's Choice was 1,000 or 1,500 people voted. So that's a whole different thing, where it was such a gift and a compliment and the love for my work, but I mean friggin' flatlined my website for the last year. Flatlined my Amazon, killed my Google. I mean, I have had 8 packages stolen from the post office and one from UPS recently, and they just dig in, damage, and then put it back in my box. I have been through stuff I never.
I don't know how much you want to talk about it though, Patty. But that's really something that I wanted to mention, because it's almost like you've been singled out. You and a few others, like Laura Eisenhower and some others. Like, see, this is highly, anything that has to do with our consciousness or the Earth's consciousness, I feel we've been hunted down from the beginning of time. Just like I've said it before, Patty, since the like beginning of time, anyone who's explored their consciousness has been hunted down. Witches were burned in the town square hundreds of years ago for exploring their consciousness. And now people that explore their consciousness. They're abducted by the military. They get their DNA taken and their blood sampled, their memories wiped, and they're sent back into public, and things like that are happening. So it's the same thing with Gaia's consciousness. If we start to unlock certain things, like I think when you laid in that crop circle and that happened to you, it unlocked some dormant particles inside your DNA, just like my show says. Like, it unlocked some dormant strains in your DNA. You know, it started to unlock some of you and some of your star origins and your true abilities, because I think our true abilities have we sort of have some sort of amnesia. We've been, you know, unplugged in a sort of way. You know, I think that, you know, whoever manipulated our genes and made us who we are at a certain point also took away the power that we once had. I think we once had abilities like, you know, high psychic abilities and teleportation and levitation and all that stuff. That's why when we see that stuff, it's like it just sparks something inside of us. We like remember it and it intrigues us. Just like every kid when they see dinosaurs, they're just captivated. It's in their ancestral DNA, like, just to love this. And I think when you laid down in that crop circle, it was like Gaia just awakening something inside of you and just like saying, oh, we here, you know, remember this? This is where you come from. This is part of us. This is part of you. You know? That's why I love what you do, and I feel like that you should always continue it. Don't let these people stop you. You know, they you know, I think, you know, Google, you know, is involved with all of this artificial intelligence takeover that's happening to us. And if we don't spiritually evolve, this will sort of interweave with us, this technology, and it will take over our species. If we don't spiritually evolve and work with these inner earth and earth technologies, that, so to say, like a earth spiritual technology, then we're gonna get lost, and this other earth is gonna take us over. This new frequency that's upon our earth, we have to spiritually evolve with it, or we will get taken over by Google or the artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, I think that the race has been on for a while.
Yeah,
and I have this girlish faith, or perhaps it's just evolutionary understanding that, in general, the frequency has risen a lot. They talk about the Schumann resonance has risen. I don't have evidence because I don't have my finger on that. But there's a feeling of, yeah, there's a lot more people waking up, and it's people like you, people like me, people like Laura Eisenhower. And I sent you a link to a show that I hadn't talked about, but I think that it's an important show. It hit the public today, and it's four female whistleblower UFO ladies, and I'm one of them, that have really been targeted with an awful lot of disrespectful, intentional hacking. And the other ladies have gone through terrible military abductions as well as extraterrestrial abductions that weren't so pleasant. Mine, luckily, were really pleasant. And, you know, I've only been in crop circles, flown over them, but I've also had a lot of telepathic communication. And I've also been taken to another dimensional location, which I recognized, and the whole story is in Crop Circle Diaries of where they took me, but I didn't realize it for many years. All I knew was I was different. And the word I think you were looking for when you said your DNA shifted in the crop circles, the word that they actually gave me three times in one day, a word that I had never said, and you're going to love this, recalibration.
Wow, that makes sense. Wow.
Recalibration.
Wow, I got chills when you said that, yeah.
Here we go again. Recalibration. I was like, what the hey? So I wrote it down on a sticky note, and I put it on the doorway of my bedroom. And I said, every time I walk through, I'm going to say it, because I need to figure it out. Why am I getting that word? And this was the beginning of my telepathic communication, was this word. And there were two different times they gave me a word. And then it was more of an ongoing, but it was always at like 3 a.m. and I was tired and I was sleeping. But, you know, they're relentless.
Is it like in symbols, basically, like in geometry as well? Are you getting messages like in symbol form?
Nope, words, sentences.
Wow.
Data. Yeah. No, that's how I wrote the films. I mean, I'd get up in the morning. I knew where I was going, what I was doing. You know, I never gave it a title, and I don't like the term obey, but I jokingly say one of the few times I obeyed, because that little voice, you know, when you can decipher between, hi, I think I'm going crazy, and, oh my gosh, hello, nice to hear from you again, telepathic wonders.
This might sound crazy to you, but I understand.
Obviously you do.
Yeah. I definitely do.
So it was this little voice that gave me all the magic of the movies. And the first film, at the very end when we were editing, this kid on Craigslist I hired was fantastic. And we just got along great. And we rolled this beautiful raw footage that I paid a crew that I hardly knew to film my first year in the crop circles, and all these great people I met that happened to also be there every day in the new crop circle. We would all find it like really not easy to find in a big, huge farm field out in the middle of nowhere. You know, they're tricky to find crop circles on the ground. In the air, you know, if you fly over and have GPS, but we didn't, I don't remember having GPS at all. You know, ours was really funny farmish directions. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you count tram lines where the farmer drives his tractor to water the fields. And you go 5 tram lines to the left and just keep on walking. And it's like, you're kidding. You're just going through acres down these tram lines. And then all of a sudden the hair goes up on your arms and tingles head to toe. And I'll just turn around behind me. And whoever's behind me has really big eyes. And I'm going, you feel it too? And they're going, uh-huh. And I said, oh my God, we're close. And every time, you can feel it going in. You enter this umbrella of the enhanced electromagnetic energy, and then you see the lay of this wheat in a huge circle, and you are there. Oh, it's cool.
That's amazing. Now I want to come with you. You may. Wow.
You want to watch my first movies, because, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. All I knew was I was walking with the camera, my jaw was hanging on my chest, and I was like, I'm taking this home to my friends. Everybody that can't afford to come here has got to see what I'm looking at, because, oh my God. And so the last time I was there with a man, my boyfriend, in 2011, he was like, I'm not going to pretend that I feel anything. And I was like, honey, no problem. And as soon as we crop circle and I saw the little teeny hair stand up on my arms and I got chills from head to toe, I turned around and looked at him, and his arm was up in front of his face. And I have a photo. He had long hair standing straight up on his arms, huge goosebumps. Wow. You could have seen a block away. And his jaw was on his chest. And he looked at me. And it was just like, he couldn't even say, I thought you were kidding. So, yeah, it's real. Yeah, it's going on. And even if the media pretends it's all fake, the circle makers don't stop. Even if Ancient Aliens did a special this year on crop circles and had all those great famous people talking about crop circles, except me, who's been in more than 100, or
Barbara
Lamb. I'm sure
they probably already did an episode on it already, probably. I don't watch TV,
This year they did it, and let me tell you, Ra, they booked it 6 weeks before the first crop circle even happened in England. There wasn't even a crop circle, but they hired a human crew to show them how a crop circle is made by humans. Now, the only reason I knew was I called my friend at the research center who owned it, and I was like, God, I'm really looking forward to this summer. You know, what's going to happen? He said, I can't talk. I got to... you know, the show coming, the producers, the camera crew. And I was like, what? There's not even a crop circle. He said, yeah, we hired a human team. So I think that the work I'm doing has been very threatening to the status quo, because I'm not part of that. All I know is I went and laid in a bunch of crowd circles, and then from the dead came back the scientist who put me and Penny Kelly together, who knows what's going on, and crowd circle diaries happened. So I think it's kind of like the science is out on crowd circles. People just need to see it and receive it. So, yeah, check out CropCircleFilms.com because there's photos, all gorgeous photos of crop circles on every page.
Yep, and we're going to go to break, guys. We'll be back in a few moments. The name of the song is called Realms by Analog Driver, and you can find them on Reverb Nation and Spotify. It's a beautiful Taurus moon. It's a waxing crescent, one of my favorite moons, and the most compatible sign with my Cancer is Taurus, so it's a mystical moon tonight. Enjoy the music. Spiral out.
Oh,
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
And we are back. My name is Ra, and we're from themysticalspiral.com, and you can find my guest, Patty Greer, at cropcirclefilms.com, and you can also find me on YouTube, Exploring the Ka, with host Ra Castaldo. And before break, you know, Patty was telling us the amazing experiences that she's had with these crop circles and how it's like these vortexes that, you know, from the earth that's producing these sacred geometries on ley lines and different things like that. And, you know, Patty, you think that it's also showing up on certain points. You know how like we have chakras in our body? You think that, you know, Gaia has chakras as well, and it's showing up on certain chakra points of her body, trying to heal the earth at certain like chakra centers?
I think that there, of course, will be people that see her energy fields that way. The thing that I know is that almost every crop circle documented has been sitting on a ley line. And a ley line is a direct line between two sacred sites. And the epicenter of crop circles is in this area called Wiltshire, England.
Yeah.
Which is, interestingly, has two major stone circles. Everybody knows Stonehenge, but very few people know about the Avebury Stone Circle, which is the actual epicenter of the crop circle phenomenon.
See, that's where Maria Wheatley is from. That's why I got confused. That's where with that lady I mentioned to you that I've had on beforehand. That's where that area, the Avebury area.
Yeah, Avebury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, this area is just laced with sacred sites and ancient churches, and so it just gets nailed year after year with crop circles. And there's certain fields that we know are going to get hit. I mean, hit, have a crop circle or two or three, for example, in East Field. It's a major location where there's always a number of crop circles every summer. So there's these overlooks that we can climb up on the hillsides and watch the fields with our cameras, and that's how we get the night watch footage. And, you know, very few people have been lucky enough to see a crop circle being made and film it. But in Crop Circle Diaries, we proved without a shadow of a doubt, in my opinion, that the Oliver's Castle footage is real. And interestingly enough, the telepathic communication that I heard in the first movie at the end that I was making with that editor was, I thought the movie was done, and then this bizarre series of events happened, and I said to the editor, reverse that footage. He said, why? I said, I don't know, just do it, please. So he reversed it, and I said, slow it down. He said, how slow? And I said, I don't know, 30%. It was like, whoa, where did that come from? So he slowed it down, reversed it, slowed it down 30% and reversed it. Stop! It was just this unbelievable moment in time where between these two balls of light in Oliver's Castle that many people have seen, there was this communication, a band of binary code between these two balls of light, white, black, black, white, black. I mean, it was... it was remarkable that I found it.
Whoa.
And I screenshot it, and it was a moment in time that is in the end of my first movie. And nobody noticed, because who am I? I'm this, you know, filmmaker from middle of nowhere. Nobody, you know, I wasn't a ufologist or a filmmaker. I was a musician like you. So all of a sudden, I'm making all these movies hard and fast in the crop circles, and nobody noticed that communication, which to me was like, oh my God, Oliver's Castle is real. How could you deny this communication right before they laid the field down?
Serious.
But nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. So my fourth movie is called The Wake-Up Call. Anybody, let's see. It's called Crop Circle Update, The Wake Up Call. But the very first movie when I found it was called The Wake Up Call. Anybody listening? ? So that was an hour and a half of the countryside and all the crop circles and walking into them and the keepers of the stones and all the sheep that are in the stone circles. I mean, it's a whole different groove than the cities you and I live in.
I'm amazing.
In Colorado. Yeah. Oh, it's so druid.
I have to go there. That whole place is just like, since I'm young, I've been lured, always intrigued even by Stonehenge. And I have a few questions now and I love your spirit about you, Patty. You have such an amazing energy. And I'm wondering if it's always been with you or if it's something that was awakened inside you from these crop circles. You know, it's I'm also wondering now too, it just popped in my head. Since you had that sort of that recalibration you talk about in the crop circle, has it heightened your communication with animals and the spiritual realm? Like, can you communicate with animals better? Like, do you just sense things better with them and have a better intuitive feeling around animals as well?
I've always been more interested in wildlife than domestic pets. And yes, that's one of the skills that to me, yesterday and today matters a lot. And I live in the woods, in the mountains. So and because I've been dealing with mercury poisoning, I can't have a dog or a cat because legally you have to vaccinate them, which is mercury and arsenic and all kinds of rude things that shouldn't be done to an innocent animal. But, you know, then you go and pet them and you love them and the oil and the dander gets in your hands and there's the mercury. So I have foxes and deer and lots of large flying birds where I live, and I do love to throw out natural food and, you know, call them in because I don't do normal animals. So yeah, you're spot on, Captain Ra.
Yeah, Patty, I wonder if it can it heal? I wonder if it can heal like cavities and teeth as well and stuff like that being laying in a crop circle.
Well, it was fillings that I had removed, mercury fillings, and it was a dentist that I should have never trusted, and I laid back and had his free nitrous, and
You went to go get composite, like the mercury taken out to get composite?
The mercury taken out to get porcelain, expensive, new fillings.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, of course, yeah, wow. And he messed up?
And I woke up with a mouthful of new mercury. Fillings. No, he said that while I was unconscious, I changed my mind. Yeah, that happened. So I have to not even let it bother me because, hello, music lovers, it's America, and I couldn't find any lawyer that would take him on. No, this is a bizarre thing happening here, and
that's crazy.
All I do is watch bizarre things happening here. So, you know, we have a choice to not fight, but to raise our frequency so that we're almost invisible to that lower energy. And that's the only way out, is just to not play. I mean, believe me, I've been tested, and I'm not really graceful. And I'm old enough, you know, that I'm like pushing senior citizen someday soon. Rather than doing a backbend and flipping a double birdie to a helicopter that flew over me a few years ago while I was waiting to interview a woman, gorgeous crop circle, middle of the day, she and I and my guy friend that carried my gear in, I mean, no excuse for them to be circling us at 50 feet above or less for 20 minutes. It was really upsetting after like the first five. I'm like, okay. And then I'm starting to look up and go, I looked at her and I said, so they've got two black metal things pointed at us with a red blinking light in the middle. What do you think that is, cameras or guns? And she said, girl, I'm not hanging out with you anymore. And I'm like, what? This is you. You know, and we're trying to keep each other like cracking jokes. And then they just kept circling. And this was 2008 when I filmed, without knowing it, three movies over there in the crop circles. And I was saying to everybody, tell me what you know about the crop circles. And these were people that were the regulars, not some reporter or first timers. These were like the regulars that I saw every day. And I was every day while I had the chance to be there. It was all I wanted to do was be in the crop circles. But I was completely fearless because probably I was dealing with high levels of mercury poisoning. And ultimately, you're going to get this. What a mind boggler that it ultimately was this strange gift, because after all the time that I was doing this work and making these movies and laying in crop circles and waking up with these brilliant ideas that, wow, how did I come up with that? Well, you probably just had another experience with your friends there, but I wasn't realizing that. I was just patting myself on the back going, wow, I just figured out another big one, and went and filmed it. Wow. So it was all a mystery, but the interesting thing was that it was too easy. When I finished the first four films, I was like, whoa, this is weird. How does this happen? And why am I still so dang bothered by the physical aspects of mercury poisoning? And what happened to me was I was a harpist for 30 years, pianist, harpist, singer, songwriter. Yeah. I was totally into my music. And what happened with mercury poisoning was it attacked my fingertips where I plucked harp strings.
Wow.
It was like no two ways about it. You are not playing a string anymore. And I'm still dealing with some fingertip cuts 13 years later. This has been a long, extended test of my friggin' endurance. And it got me to stop playing music. And you're going to love this bizarreness, but all of the CDs I made are the soundtracks for my 8 movies.
Wow. So you, like, it did work out in a way, but you still wish you could, you know, pluck the harp.
Well, I got to tell you, hauling a harp and tuning 80 strings or 50, whatever it was an awful lot of work. I was always looking at the flute player going, I'm jealous you can carry that 2-pound thing, give it a twist, and you got your
instrument. I only got 6 strings on my guitar.
Well, a harp is something else, and it was a beast to haul, but I made some beautiful
music. It's a heavenly sound, though. It really is.
Yeah, well, so here I am. I'm making these movies, and now I'm doing a lot of radio shows. And I don't know if you remember, which you and Sarge probably do, but the first 6 months when you learned about chemtrails, vaccines, government not being what we thought it was, and all these different aspects of, you know, things that are all of a sudden like, what do you mean that's not real? What do you mean? How could it be this? So that whole first while we're learning it, we're just like in amazement. And then we go into this probably year of being so angry that we lose most of our friends and respect of our family, right? Because now you're a conspiracy monster. And then, so now we are going to have a whole society of people getting it for the first time, because I think crazy man Trump is bringing it all to the surface. I think we're going to hear about all of the criminal behavior because of this bold, arrogant man. And the amazement of the rest of the world hasn't been where you and I are all these years, knowing what's going on, and people being mad at us because we sound like we're crazy. Yeah. It's all of a sudden going to be a world waking up. And hopefully, I trust, it's going to coincide with a beautiful jubilee of the complete shift that we were looking for in 2012. I think we're just heading into it now. So I actually have faith in the evolution of what's coming. But let me make sure and get in the punchline of Crop Circle Diaries, my beautiful Crop Circle final movie of the science. The reason I think that I've been hacked and William Levengood, the scientist, was suppressed was because the punchline of what's going on in crop circles is the seeds are becoming super seeds. After they get hit with these spinning vortices of different frequencies, what happens is the seeds grow when it's too hot, too cold, too wet, or too dry. And when they are treated correctly and planted at the right time, they were growing 30 to 400% more food and biofuel per plant, with up to 75% more nutrition per seed. So what we have is this incredible technology that is improving the seeds and the food inside crop circles. And wow. So what needs to happen now is the reengineering of these spinning plasma vortices. Oh, wait a minute. They did it in the lab in the 1980s and 90s and in the first decade of this century. And William Levingood was so fed up with how bad people are acting with this incredible agricultural miracle that we can use so easily and with such little expense that he was blacklisted and suppressed. And he finally just gave up and left the planet. So he left in 2013. He died. And at the top of the movie, Crop Circle Diaries, I told the truth about he came back from the dead and made two visitations, one that psychics saw and told me about when he was with me, and the second when I saw him myself. But I know he's been working with me, and when me and Lefty Levingood, won the Best Film and People's Choice recently, it's because the technology is so important. And I'm being just as suppressed as he was, and it's not okay anymore. So I really want to invite people to go to CropCircleFilms.com, see all the movies. You can buy DVDs or stream them. But I think it's one of
these. Yeah, we have it up in the chat room too. We have your website up in the chat room here.
Well, it's an important bunch of films because there's no misinformation, and I think the hardest thing now in the field of science and everything evolutionary, especially ufology, you really need to have your discernment buttons up. And we are in a war on consciousness now. You know this, right?
Yeah, well, that's, see, we haven't got been too familiar, but that's been everything I've been talking about, Patty, is this astral war. We're fighting for the spiritual evolution of our species, and people don't realize this. And 2017, it's like things are coming to a head, especially these. I feel like this last 10 years, this next 10 years is like the final battle. Like, we're really fighting for the spiritual evolution of us. And do you know, have you heard of like these D-Wave computers or this D-Wave technology?
No.
Yeah, you got to look this up. It's these computers that blend dimensions and blend realities. And Google even owns them now, and they're called D-Wave. And I believe that, you know, there's like, you know, you've been saying it, that, you know, Earth is multidimensional, and crop circles and these sacred geometries are existing on a multidimensional level, on different dimensions, just like I feel like whales and dolphins, they exist on different dimensions as well, and they hold frequencies that keep our planets together and hold, you know, it's like all intermingled. And I think that in 2012, something did shift, and now it's finally coming, and things are starting to, you know, move at a faster pace, and a new frequency and a new Earth is arising, and these dimensions are blending, and this technology that's upon us as well is interweaving and making realities blend as well, and somehow it's manifesting, and the Earth is manifesting stuff on from other levels and other dimensions, and it's coming into our Earth and manifesting in crop circles, and I envision too, like dolphins and whales, you know, in different dimensions, like diving through crop circles and things like that. I picture that in my mind, so I really feel like there's something like that happening, some kind of dimensional blend where it's all like this new frequency is upon us. I mean, you felt it last year, Patty, right? All 2016 felt like something was brewing in us, right?
Oh yeah. And you brought out one more great point, of course, intuitively, which is that not only are almost all crop circles, not coincidentally, sitting on a ley line between two sacred sites, but almost all crop circles are sitting over an aquifer of water. So what we have is the Earth
Wow.
sending crop circle spinning plasma little tornadoes through the water, sending those messages, those spiritual symbols, those ancient wisdom compressed into some sacred symbol or amulet that we recognize, and it's this huge amount of data that the brain explodes into, but what we see is the sacred geometry, this pattern, this pictogram. So it's coming out of the earth, it's going through the water, so all the water is being imprinted with this message.
Yes.
And then we drink it, and we bathe in it, and we water our plants with it. And
so
then it comes up into the earth, and people walking by see it, or airplanes flying oversee it, and then we film it because we're the crop circle people, and then the ETs are flying over, and the other dimensionals are flying over it, and they see the messages. So it's all of us receiving the messages, and all of us have the opportunity also to be a part of the co-creation of this message of delivering a crop circle. So they're very multidimensional, like you said, always in sacred locations. And this area of the Avebury Stone Circle sits on the crossing of the two most powerful ley lines on earth, the Michael and Mary lines. They cross at the Avebury Stone Circle, where three underground streams meet in the middle. Talk about a magnet for electromagnetic energy, ion electron avalanche energy, all these different frequencies with distinct boundary conditions coming out of the earth, going through the water, human consciousness, ETs, other dimensionals, all these layers spinning in these counter-rotating vortices over this field of wheat, and then all of a sudden they get to the perfect frequency and they zap this message in a binary code one to the other, and they go, okay, you do this and I'm going to do that, and crop circle goes down, and there you go, a crop circle is done in seconds.
Can't say it better than that, everybody. I mean, cropcirclefilms.com, Patty, that was so beautiful and amazing. That, I mean, that description just gave me chills, because that's how I envision it too. And I envision like dolphins and whales and different dimensions, and they're diving through crop circles and all that. I mean, it took since the 90s, you know, until now, all these years, almost, you know, over 20 years, I don't think anybody has crop circles down the way, you know, we just both talked about it tonight. You know, the way what you've uncovered is amazing. And I really feel like that's why you are getting shut down, especially like with Google and everything that you guys are going through. Don't let it stop you, because, you know, you probably are unlocking, you know, technologies that's used in the inner earth and Agartha as well. And these ancient, you know, I really feel like this is the time of remembering. I said it once before in another show, and we're remembering all these, you know, we might have even made these pre-incarnate, this like contract agreements to be on the earth during these wars and that's going on now in this new frequency, because I really feel like a lot of these, even the crop circles, a lot of this stuff that's happening again now once happened in like Atlantis and places like that. And I really feel like these dolphins and whales, and like I mentioned, were encoded with certain messages and, you know, certain encoding in sacred geometries that they're meant to pass on to us telepathically and through you know, electromagnetic, you know, pulses and radars like they do. They're just, you know, I really feel the old earth is dying and this new frequency is emerging, and we're battling for our spiritual evolution. And that's why we see these dolphins even beaching themselves now, because they know they're going to change form somewhere else, that, you know, death is not final, that there's more. And I really think like we all need to accept that and spiritually evolve, or we're going to have some big problems. And I really appreciate you coming on tonight, Patty. We got to definitely have you again. I mean, I would love to have you back on.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I also think that the most important thing is, yes, we are getting messages from the earth, but it's time for us to start listening.
Yes.
So look at the image of crop circles. That's why my website is just gorgeous, important crop circles, including including a swarm of dolphin swimming in a circle on that summer when we had the octopus and the squid. Do you remember those incredible sea creatures?
Yep.
Crop circles?
Yep. Yeah, we got to go because the next show's starting. It's already 9. But we'll have you back on, Patty. We'll talk again soon. Everybody, thanks for listening. Everybody in the chat room. My buddy behind the stage, my buddy Sarge. Thank you a lot, everybody. I want to thank Sarge, and I thank you, Patty, and have a great night, everybody, and spiral out.
Clean flames reflecting inside your